From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, is the war in Iraq really four different wars?
First, after 4 years of the war, in the House of Representatives today, debate is underway on a resolution to condemn the so-called surge of troops into Iraq.
Every member of the House will get 5 minutes to speak, and that means days of debate. NPR's Mike Pesca will be monitoring all the talk this week, and he's here now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, and if this were a ball game, right now it'd be about two pitches into the first batter. Or maybe the better example is a cricket match, which does drag on for days. If you do the math, 36 hours of talking, and that's not the famous Democratic clock first 100 hours. I'm talking about real hours as recognized by scientists or anyone with a Timex. And then if you consider the whole I yield back my time, permission to revise and extend, we're looking at almost round the clock, won't stop until Friday.
What exactly will they be talking about for so long?
The only terse thing in this whole discussion is what exactly it is they're debating. It's a resolution. It logs in at fewer than 100 words. It's one sentence, and because of a clever semicolon, it's not technically a run-on sentence. Clause 1 says we support the troops. Clause 2 says we disapprove of the surge.
And that's it?
That's it, and that's a problem, according to Norman Ornstein, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and more importantly, a man who has studied and who reveres Congress. He says that a short resolution like the one they're talking about, with no possibility to add on or amend, makes this debate something less than dealing with the real issue.
I'm not real happy with the way this is going, because what I want Congress to do is to have a real debate.
And he says the resolution doesn't deal with withdrawing troops. It doesn't say, what do we do when we withdraw? It doesn't ask what happens next. It just disapproves, that's the word, of the 21,500 additional troops. So that amounts to an increase of about 16%. Ornstein thinks the results of the debate will be virtually nothing. It's hard to disagree with him, not just because he's an expert, but if you have any understanding of the way Washington works, Jimmy Stewart giving a stirring speech doesn't usually change policy.
Yeah, it does raise consciousness. It does, the argument is that it'll put a stake in the ground, that it'll move the discussion forward in some way.
Yeah, I like the stake in the ground argument. And here's a problem. The Iraq study group was supposed to be a stake in the ground. The appointment of Robert Gates as new defense secretary, stake in the ground. The appointment of General Petraeus to lead the forces, again, another stake in the ground. I think if you had a bird's eye view of the ground, it looks like someone's putting up fencing. And you also have to realize that this debate comes on the heels of the Senate having punted, failing or choosing to fail to bring their resolution to the floor. So if this House resolution passes, it will be House only. It won't discuss funding or troop levels. It won't discuss the future. It will be non-binding, and it will be of an extremely limited scope. And it will be put before a president who has said, I won't really be paying attention to what the House is doing. Now, Congressman James McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, begs to differ with this analysis, and he did so in a pre-debate about the rules of debate.
Mr. Speaker, this is not a meaningless exercise, which is what some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle have said. For the first time in 4 years, the People's House will be on record opposing the president's policy in Iraq. Mr. Speaker, the American people are watching.
Well, as an American person, I know I'll be watching, and I'll check back in with you when things are done around Friday.
NPR's Mike Pesca in New York, glued to C-SPAN. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.